91X News.
It's 11 degrees and rainy at 9 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rankema. A two-car collision on Walbridge Loyalist Road yesterday afternoon resulted in both drivers being treated for minor injuries. A 60-year-old Trenton man was charged with failing to drive in the marked lane. Both vehicles were towed from the scene. Yesterday afternoon, police were called to a West Hill home for a reported domestic disturbance. A 35-year-old Belleville man was arrested after assaulting a woman. Police learned another assault had occurred 2 weeks earlier. The woman had been assaulted and placed in a closet by the accused. He was held for a bail hearing today on 2 counts of assault and 1 count of forcible confinement. Just after midnight last night, police were called to a North End bar. A 22-year-old Brighton man was charged with failing to leave the premises when directed after he was kicked out of the bar. Police broke up 3 large fights last night, one on North Front Street, one on Bell Boulevard, and another on Bridge Street West. Around 2 a.m., multiple disturbances were reported in a Bell Boulevard parking lot. An intoxicated man who was attempting to start fights was arrested for his own protection. This man had several conditions imposed on him during a previous release, including an order not to possess a cell phone, which police found on his person. The 22-year-old Belleville man was charged with breach of an undertaking and held for a bail hearing today. Back-to-work legislation for striking CP rail workers has cleared the Senate to become law. The federal government says it could take some time before business is back to normal for the freight carrier.
Some 4,800 locomotive engineers, conductors, yardmen, and others walked off the job at CP Rail 9 days ago, crippling the freight carrier. CP Rail says it plans to have cars rolling by this morning, but Labor Minister Lisa Raitt says it's going to be a while before the company itself can heal.
This is a setback from which it could take years to recover lost business and lost investments.
The back-to-work bill sends the labor dispute to a government-appointed arbitrator who has 90 days to impose a deal on the two sides unless they can negotiate one themselves in the interim. Terry Pedrella, Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Police in France say they're actively searching for a Canadian porn star suspected of killing and dismembering his victim before sending out body parts in the mail. A senior French police official says he's sure that Luca Magnata is currently in France. Another French official says Magnata apparently flew to Paris from Montreal last weekend. Both officials spoke on a condition of anonymity. Montreal police say they believe the 29-year-old has fled North America. A countrywide arrest warrant has been issued for him, and he has also been added to Interpol's wanted persons list. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says he does not see the U.S. taking military action in Syria without the backing of a U.N. Security Council resolution. Panetta says it won't be up to him to decide if U.S. troops are sent to Syria.
We plan, we're prepared for any contingency, but ultimately, you know, the international community and the President of the United States are going to have to decide.
U.S. officials say a U.N. Security Council resolution to take military action into Syria appears unlikely because of opposition from Russia. Looking at sports, the Calgary Flames beat the Montreal Canadiens to the punch and hired Bob Hartley as their new head coach. Hartley was in discussions with the Canadiens, but the 51-year-old from Hawkesbury, Ontario, signed a 3-year contract with the Flames. The Flames narrowly missed the playoffs under Brent Sutter the last 3 years, finishing 9th in the Western Conference this season. Hartley notes that the LA Kings finished just 5 points ahead of Calgary, and that goes to show you the difference between being a Stanley Cup winner and a non-playoff team is very slim. The San Antonio Spurs were held to a season low in points and lost for the first time in the playoffs 102-82 against Oklahoma City. It was Game 3 of the NBA's Western Conference Final. The Spurs went into the game winning 20 in a row dating back to the regular season. It's their first loss since April 11th. The Spurs were in a giving mood, committing a postseason worst 21 turnovers. Phil Mickelson has time on his hands this weekend. Mickelson blamed mental fatigue for withdrawing from the Memorial Cup tournament after opening with a 7 over 79. Scott Stallings is the first round leader with a 6 under.